We're in the book of Daniel today, chapter 6, and we're going to read the first three verses. The Bible says, "It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom, and over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them, so that the king would suffer no loss. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm." As Darius the Mede is dividing responsibility for his kingdom, he does something really surprising. He takes a Hebrew captive named Daniel and puts him in a very high position of responsibility. Now, don't forget that at the end of the last chapter, Daniel had been appointed to the number three spot in the kingdom of Babylon, which essentially made him the ruling class of the country that the Persians had just conquered. It'd be one thing for Daniel to be allowed to live, but to be given a position of such authority and responsibility, well, it's almost unthinkable, and it says something about God's intentions for his people. When Babylon collapsed, the Bible says that Belshazzar lost his life that night. He may have been the king. He may have had all the power and every advantage. But a life without God always ends fruitlessly. At the same time, Daniel was essentially a slave in Babylon. A highly ranked and privileged slave, mind you, but still a slave all the same. During his time in the kingdom of Babylon, Daniel could have found lots to complain about. Why should a member of God's chosen people have to take orders from a nation dedicated to paganism and idolatry? Why should a member of the Jewish royal family be forced to march hundreds of miles to live in approximately the same region Abraham had left so many centuries earlier? There'd be lots to complain about. And yet Daniel never seems to utter one word of discontent. Or at least the Bible doesn't record it. I'm guessing Daniel made the same discovery the psalmist made in Psalm 73. In Psalm 73, verse 12, the Bible says, "Behold, these are the ungodly, who are always at ease. They increase in riches." Now, notice that it starts out sounding like a complaint. The wicked are always getting ahead, while the righteous seem to be getting the short end of the stick. But listen to what he says just a few verses later, beginning in verse 16. "When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their end. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. Oh, how they are brought to desolation as in a moment. They are utterly consumed with terrors." In this life, we have no guarantees. Living a godly life certainly doesn't mean you're going to get a free pass. In fact, sometimes it means life can be a little tougher. But never forget that the success of the wicked is an illusion. And those who choose to follow God will still be there long after the empires of the wicked collapse. In the long run, Daniel's path really did prove to be the better way to live.